From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Another case of inhalation anthrax today, and two deaths that may be related to anthrax. Public health officials here in Washington, D.C. say another postal worker has come down with a more serious form of the disease. That's the second postal worker from the Brentwood Mail facility to be diagnosed with inhaled anthrax. The second confirmed case and the two suspicious deaths have raised anxiety among postal workers, as well as questions about the way the crisis is being handled. NPR's Larry Abramson has a report.
Public health officials made their announcement at D.C. General Hospital, just a block from where postal workers lined up today to get tested for possible exposure to anthrax spores. At what was anticipated to be a routine briefing, D.C. Public Health Commissioner Ivan Walks took to the podium and made a surprising announcement.
We have two postal workers who work in the Brentwood Mail facility that have expired.
Walks was careful to say these people may have died of anthrax, but that diagnosis is still preliminary. He simply said that both of the unidentified patients are postal workers and both showed symptoms doctors would expect to see in anthrax patients. But Walks said health workers had only completed blood tests on one of the victims and that evidence was still preliminary.
That bacteria is being tested so that we will know its final characterization.
That was probably enough bad news for the workers at the Brentwood Mail facility, but there's more. An additional worker is in a Virginia hospital sick with the inhaled form of anthrax. Yesterday, the first Brentwood worker with this potentially lethal form of the disease was announced. These latest developments mark a widening circle of influence from a letter that arrived last Monday at the office of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Some congressional staffers in the vicinity were tested right away and given antibiotics. Most congressional offices were quickly shut down. But it took 3 days before officials moved their investigation over to the Brentwood Mail facility, which handled the Daschle letter. Testing for mail workers was only ordered after there were clear signs of anthrax spores in that building. Today, Post Office Vice President Debbie Wilhite said it's the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that establishes policy for dealing with anthrax.
We followed the advice of the CDC and other public health officials who advised us that until there was a evidence chain that indicated that there was anthrax present in the facility, that it was not necessary to test our workers.
Just a few yards away, many of the Brentwood workers waiting to be tested were not happy. Some have complained their supervisors did not take the threat seriously. They say they were not given protective clothing that they asked for. Brentwood employee Robert Santana says since he and his colleagues touched the mail first, they should have been tested first.
They kind of waited a little longer. They should have tested the carriage just as well as they tested the people at the up on the hill. They waited, you know, we don't want to get the mail first before the hill gets it. I would think they would have done it in a timely manner.
The Brentwood facility is now closed, as is a connected mail handling office near Baltimore Washington International Airport. Officials can close buildings, but it's unclear how they can deliver the mail while at the same time trying to protect workers. One 30-year veteran of the Postal Service, who asked not to be identified, said he felt there was only so much he could do.
I'll be a little more careful, you know, a little more aware, but as far as changing, you really can't change. You just have to go ahead and do your job, sort your mail, carry your mail, you know, the way you've always had, but just, you know, be a little more careful.
The American Postal Workers Union wants to allay some of these concerns. The union announced today there will be daily meetings with management on the anthrax threat. Workers will be allowed to wear gloves and masks, though they're still being cautioned that wearing protective gear in public, quote, may be perceived in a negative light. The union also wants to ensure that postal machinery is cleaned by vacuum equipment and not by blowers that could be making contamination worse. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.